Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Friday. Friday. I love Friday. Get to see what I accomplished earlier in the week. Friday, April 19th, 2024. Today we're talking about asking how you can help. Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Financing. If you don't love your premium financing company, you are missing out on a slice of happiness you could have in this life. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on premium financing. I promise that every single person you talk to at Capital Premium Financing, you're going to be like, that is a nice human being right there. I love calling Capital. Sometimes I could send an email and I call them just to make my day a little better. We recommend them. Theinsurancestream.com, services for your agency. Premium financing. Get you hooked up with those awesome folks over at Capital Premium Finance, and we appreciate the sponsorship of today's episode. On today's Insurance Stream, we're talking about asking how you can help. And this can be done in a number of ways. It can be done when you're at a networking event and you meet somebody. Is there any way that I can help you in your business? Boom. Who says that to you when you go to a networking event? Nobody does. That is an awesome way. This person wants to help me with my business. Maybe you have an experience that they can use. Maybe you've been in a situation and a problem they're trying to solve. Maybe they're like, you know what I'm really looking for is this kind of contact right here. And you've got that contact in your cell phone. You do not know the type of doors you can open with the phrase, is there anything that I can do to help you with your business? It is an amazing and powerful phrase that you can use in any business situation, any personal situation. Is there any way that I can help you? Is there anything that I can help you with? It is such a nice thing to hear, especially if you're somebody that is maybe, you know, going through a tough patch. And we've all been there, right? We've all had tough patches that we've had to navigate through. And, you know, to have somebody say, is there anything I can help you with? Is just such a powerful thing. And it'll grow your business. It'll get you referrals. It'll get you people that want to do business with you. I want my insurance with that person because they care about me or they have expressed that they care about me. Asking how you can help is amazing fuel for the fire of your business. How do you ask people that how you can help them when they call in your agency? You create a questionnaire. You create a questionnaire that everybody uses in your agency, every person you have employed right now, everybody that talks to customers, everybody that you will hire in the future. And if you make a change, everybody is on board with that change and is implementing that change, or at least they should be. They should be using your forms. They should, they should be following your systems and processes. And if they aren't, then that's a whole different podcast episode, right? But, you know, create a questionnaire that everybody asks every client that comes through your agency's doors over the phone, online, walk-ins, whatever. Ask them, you know, the same series of questions. And what you're trying to uncover is two things. Number one, all the information that you're going to need to quote with all the carriers that are applicable to that risk. You don't want to have to call the customer back and ask them a second time, like, oh, I forgot to ask for your tax ID, or oh, I forgot to ask for your subcontracting materials expense, or whatever. You don't want to have to do that twice. So you need to make sure all the information is there on the form. And what we do when we're building a form is we go through, log into Liberty Mutual, see what all, you know, questions we need for this trade or this type of risk. And then you log into Travelers and see the same thing and how many of these questions are duplicates and how many of them are unique. And you do that with each of your carriers. And it takes hours to build a form properly, but you need to have all the information to quote. The second aspect that you need on this questionnaire that everybody is going to ask every customer that walks in your door, am I emphasizing that enough? Because this is a key thing. If you got, you know, Johnny Rogue over here doing his own thing, this system doesn't work. Everybody has to be doing the same thing. So on this questionnaire, you want to discover, you know, uncover rather what, you know, every carrier needs to quote. The other thing that you're going to want to uncover is how am I going to earn this person's business? You want to ask things like, what date or would you like to get this going? Because then they're making a decision about buying the policy before they even hear the quote. You want to ask them things like, what is the issue that you're having with your current policy? Are you happy with your current policy? What is motivating you to shop for this? Because then you know how to position the policy that you recommend or, you know, the endorsements that maybe this client needs, things like that, you need to know why this person is shopping. So two things. Number one, all the quote information. Number two, how can I help you? And you have to word those in a way on that questionnaire that is not so much how can I help you, is what is it that you're looking for from me so I can deliver that to you? And this has been your daily insurance meditation.